Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer for you, we invite your call right now, 844-322-2742. That's the number that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. So welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had a sad death Friday, I think, the passing of Justice Scalia.
Yes. Yep.
And many people are mourning that loss. He was a brilliant mind and certainly played a significant role on the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And he is going to be missed. One of my favorite quotes of his was from a speech that he gave to the Knights of Columbus in Baton Rouge. He said this, "God assumed from the beginning that the wise of the world would view Christians as fools, and he has not been disappointed." If I have brought any message today, it is this. Have the courage to have your wisdom regarded as stupidity. Be fools for Christ, and have the courage to suffer the contempt of the sophisticated world. Pretty powerful statement.
Yeah,
it really
it
brings things into perspective. We're so easily swayed by the sophistication of the world, by the wisdom of the world, but in Christ we have total wisdom. He is within him, all the treasures of wisdom are contained. And if we want to be wise people living in this world of darkness, we need to hitch our cart to Jesus Christ. And in him, we'll have all the wisdom that we need. Now, the world isn't going to think much of that. We talked a little bit about that Friday on our teaching edition. The fact that we're children of God, the world doesn't know who we are. And because the world doesn't know who we are and who we're really attached to and what we will be when he is revealed, they mock us. They jeer at us. I mean, anyone that talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how somebody who died has come back to life and is living forever and is now seated at the right hand of God, that is fanciful stuff according to the world, and yet it's truth. It's the only message that can set us free from sin and death. It's the only victory that we have hope for overcoming sin and death. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So be fools for Christ, as Scalia said. Have the courage to suffer the contempt of the sophisticated world.
Yeah. This is Basic Gospel. We welcome you to the broadcast, everybody. We'd love for you to join us by phone. That number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742, and that's a good number in the U.S. and in Canada for you to call right now. Something you'd like to talk about, some particular Bible question you'd like to pose, this is your best opportunity, so give us a call. One more time, 844-322-2742. Guys, a very simple question from Russell, who wrote to us to ask, where does it say in the Bible that we are disciplined continuously? Very simple question.
Well, Hebrews chapter 12 talks about the fact that God disciplines those whom he loves, and it's a powerful passage. And the idea of discipline, we think of it in terms of a negative response that God has to us when we sin, when we blow it. But discipline is simply a word to teach, and a disciple
Yes.
is one that is a learner. So God is constantly teaching us, and he is teaching us when we're off in the weeds. He's teaching us when things are going well. God is constantly teaching us. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. The Holy Spirit is constantly renewing our minds. That's the process that he's committed himself to in us. And we see that transformation take place day in and day out. That's part of the discipline of the Lord. So Hebrews chapter 12, the first, well, probably starting in verse 6 down to verse 15, that's going to be the passage that talks about how God disciplines us. The fact that he does is assurance that we belong. If he did not discipline us, then we would have no claim to be a child of God. But because we are children of God, he loves us, and he shows us that love through his discipline of us. The second aspect of that is discipline is always there to produce something. If it was about punishment, it would be backwards looking. You know, here's something that you've done, and we're going to punish you for that and bring the books of justice back into balance. But the books of justice have already been taken care of at the cross. So this is something different. This has a different purpose, a different goal in mind, and that's to produce a harvest of righteousness. So God is disciplining us, teaching us constantly so that we can produce a harvest of righteousness. That's what God intends for us. That's his desire. That's what he's committed himself to. That's what the Holy Spirit is continually doing in our lives as he completes the work that he began and renews our mind on a consistent basis.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Russell, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you as well. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, drop us an email. If you'd like to pose a question, you can do that by addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. Once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of time for you to address your question to Bob, Richard, and me. We'd love to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Our verse today on mercy, and that's our theme for the month, the mercy of God, is this. It's Jude 22, the 22nd verse of the book of Jude. Be merciful to those who doubt. You know, that's the number one question that we get on the broadcast, or one of them, forgiveness and assurance of salvation. Those are the two issues that people are most interested in.
Yes.
Can I know that God has forgiven me? Can I know that I have assurance of salvation? And the way that we live our lives, the things that we think, the sins that we constantly commit, makes us doubt that we truly belong, because we're focusing our opinions on that, on how we're doing, instead of on the work of Christ. So doubt is a big thing that's out there in the Christian world. Well, here's a comforting verse. Be merciful to those who doubt. Why does God tell us to be merciful? Because he is merciful to us. Yes. In our times of doubt. So if you're doubting, if you're wondering if your sins have been forgiven, if you're wondering if you have assurance of salvation, recognize this: God is merciful. You can bring those doubts to him. You don't have to be ashamed of those. And when you do, you will receive mercy and find grace in your time of need.
Yes, indeed.
One other thing before we go back to our phone lines, want to talk about our upcoming trip to Israel, February 7th through the 18th of next year, 2017. So we're about a year out. But if we're going to plan for a trip to Israel, we need to do it well in advance. Yeah. We have many months in front of that, so you can make up your mind as to whether you want to go, where you can save the money to come. It is truly a trip of a lifetime, February 7th through the 18th. The registration deadline is June 1st, so that's pretty close at hand.
Yes.
4 or 5 months away. So June 1st is the registration deadline. We are doing this trip, and limited space is available. We're only taking 40 people with us. That will just make the trip that much better. That you will have plenty of time to really absorb all that is there. And it is the most fascinating trip that you will ever take.
Yes,
in your life.
I agree.
It is life-changing. I've been there 3 times. I'm anxious to get back there again. You've been a couple of times, Bob Davis. It is just absolutely fabulous to walk where Jesus walked, to see the place where our salvation was bought and purchased by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And this is going to be a unique trip. There are many organizations that offer trips to Israel, many churches that offer trips to Israel. This is unique in the sense that we are going to take a look at Israel through the lens of the new covenant. Many people go and they take a look forward kind of through the Old Testament lens. We're going to look at the land through the lens of the new covenant. Yeah. That will make it that much better. Why? Because that's the covenant that we live in today. And everything about Israel, from the time of Abraham all the way forward was pointing to this new covenant. So we're going to put those new covenant glasses on, and we're going to see this land like no one else. Yeah. And I tell you, the land will come to life. Your Bible will come to life. You will be a different person because you joined us on this trip. Yep. All the information is at basicgospel.net under our events tab. Just click that link and then follow the instructions there. But come join us for this trip of a lifetime, February 7 through 18, 2017.
Can't wait.
Me either. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. 844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock remaining. And, of course, plenty of open lines for you right now. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Nicholas in New York listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Nicholas.
How you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you are welcome. What's on your mind today?
So I've been really just concerned about the last, I'm around 35 years old, but since I've been following politics, I've been really concerned being a Christian and seeing fellow Christians get so absorbed in the issues of the world and the politics of the world, the geopolitics of the world. I'm confused because I know that, you know, our treasure is in heaven. And so I'm confused about the balance of, you know, working for agendas, quote unquote, of the world and following the gospel, you know. And also, you know, there's a lot of contempt for leaders that we don't agree with, like our president, where, you know, that's not, I think you said today is from, you were talking about mercy, and I feel like we should start from a point of mercy, you know, even with our leaders, with everyone, you know. So if, I don't know, if you could speak to those things.
Well, Nicholas, that's an excellent question, and I think it's something that people are going to be confused over in this political season. And boy, it's an interesting political season on the Republican side. All the candidates really, you know, taking off the gloves and swinging at each other like crazy, and certainly what's going on the Democratic side. Here in America, we have the opportunity to be a voice in that process. And I think as believers, we should take advantage of that privilege, of that opportunity, and to voice our opinions and concerns within that political process. But we should never pin our hopes for change in this world on politics. If our hopes are pinned to the political process, to the governmental system, we're going to be sorely disappointed. Our hope has to be firmly planted in Jesus Christ. Now, here's why I am interested in the political process. One, it's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
But two, we live in a country where we are free as believers to express openly the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to maintain and retain that opportunity. So I think the scripture is pretty clear that we should pray for those who are in authority as far as government is concerned. And I think the reason that we do that, the reason that we get involved in the political processes of this country, is so that we can continue to have our voice in this country heard concerning the good news of Jesus Christ, because ultimately that's what this country needs. That's what the world needs, the message concerning Christ. And we want to do everything in our power to ensure that in this country we continue to speak openly and freely as we have for the last 200 years.
I think that's a good answer. You know, I sometimes think people, or even me, you know, I could get so involved in politics, or I really like geopolitical things, and, you know, I don't want to ever go astray. And if, I guess, I don't want to get so involved in something to where I lose my the direction, you know.
Well, so many, I mean, I know last year when the Supreme Court ruled on the same-sex marriage, you know, we had a number of people call us, and it was basically, you know, all hope was gone. I mean, our country's ruined. Everything is just going to hell in a handbasket, sort of. And you think, gosh, why would you be so fearful if you're a Christian? Don't you know the God of this universe? Don't you know that he's sovereign? Don't you know that nothing happens that's outside of his purview? Don't you know those things? And if you do, why lose confidence? I mean, that decision did not shock God, and that doesn't change what he's going to be doing in this world today. Man, we're still, our cart is still hitched to him, and we are on his bandwagon. We're going to go where he goes, and we're going to be used in the work that he chooses to use us in. So just the fact that a government makes a decision or a law is passed or a particular person is elected should not rob us of our hope in Christ. He is still the sovereign. He is still on the throne. We don't lose our head when things and decisions and elections turn out in ways that don't fit our choices. We're still in the kingdom of God. We're still representatives. We're still ambassadors of his good news in this world of darkness.
Well said. Yeah, you know, one of the things you that he said, we lost him, is the lack of respect that so many Christians show for political leaders with whom they disagree. I think this past weekend we learned about Justice Scalia, that he was not one of those people. I mean, he and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg were best friends.
Polar opposites.
Politics,
right.
Yes. But their families regularly met together, vacationed together, ate dinner together. That's what we're called to do in an engagement. We can be respectful and completely disagree respectfully. And I think that says much more about the God we serve and the God who indwells us than, you know, shaking your fist in somebody's face and threatening them.
Yeah. And as far as believers are concerned, as Christians in this world are concerned, you know, within the political process, it is so easy for us to take a side and to let the world know what we're against. Mm-hmm. And they look at us just in those negative lights.
Yeah.
And we have this great opportunity to tell the world what we're for. And what we're for is people getting connected to the love of Christ, getting anchored to truth, having a hope beyond this life.
Yes.
And that's only available through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And that message is a message that is for all people. As we talked about here in Timothy about praying for our leaders, here's the reason why, because this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. That's what we're for.
Yes.
That's what we stand upon. That's what we want to deliver out into this world, that God is desirous that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Martin, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Martin.
Well, hello there, brother.
Hello to you.
Yeah, God is real good, man.
Yes, he is, all the time.
Hey, man. Well, so I had a question, and that question was regarding communion. Why do we have to do communion once a month? I know that the Bible speaks about it. I'd like to know if it's true or false that we do have to do it.
Well, Martin, the Bible does not give a frequency. It doesn't say you need to do it every week. It doesn't need to say that you do it every month or quarterly or semi-annually or once a year. It just doesn't talk about the frequency. All it says is that whenever you do it in remembrance of Christ. So if that's once a year, if that's once a month, once a week, every single day, whenever you participate in the Lord's Supper, do so in remembrance of Christ. Does that make sense?
Amen. Yeah, that makes sense, brother.
And it's a wonderful reminder to us about the unity that we have in Christ. The fact that Jesus, his body was broken for us, and that we are now the body of Christ. So we are one in Christ. That's a powerful, powerful thing. How did that happen? Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. The moment we were saved, and that happens individually, we were baptized by the Spirit into the body of Christ. So that's one of the things that we celebrate, the fact that we are now a part of the body of Christ. He's the head, we're the body. The second thing that we celebrate is the fact that we are united as one through this new covenant. This blood that was shed was the blood of the new covenant, a covenant in which God remembers our sins no more, a covenant in which all of us know God as our one, as our Father, and Jesus Christ his Son, a covenant in which we are assured of our salvation, that we truly belong, and a covenant which is Spirit-led. As he writes his laws of faith, hope, and love on our hearts and in our minds. That's the new covenant in which we live today. So as we participate in the cup, we are remembering that we are new covenant believers. So we're remembering that we're partakers in the body, that we are members of the body. We're remembering that we are partakers in this new covenant, all brought about by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So it's in remembrance of him that we do this.
Amen.
Well, thanks for your question, Martin. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do. You know, getting the word out, when you partner with Basic Gospel, it's just what you do. We love sharing that Jesus is alive, offering his love, his grace, his life, and his forgiveness. And we hear calls practically every day from people who need to hear the truth. And if what you've heard on Basic Gospel has made a difference to you, if it's been a positive influence in your life, your family, wherever, we ask you to share the blessing by joining us and supporting Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. That's the main reason to give through Basic Gospel, but for your gift of any amount this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's Profiles in Character, Lessons from Unlikely Heroes. Click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or donate by phone at 844-412-2742. Again, that's our order line available during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Make your gift today, friends, and keep the good news coming and receive your copy of Profiles in Character.
Yes, indeed. It's CD series takes a look at a lot of the stories of the Samaritans and how they kind of stood out as far as Christ was concerned as people of character. And we delve into that to find out the whys. And I think it's so helpful in our day-to-day walks with Christ Jesus. What is God really interested in as far as we're concerned? What are the qualities and characteristics that he wants to mold and shape into each and every one of us as we learn to walk by faith? So it's a powerful series. We want to put that into your hands for a gift of any amount. And as you were talking there, Bob, about getting the word out, a friend of mine who just recently became a Basic Gospel partner, he and I were talking the other day, and he said, you know, I've got to tell my buddies to join in, to become a part of what's happening over there. It's the best feeling I've ever had to know that my gifts are helping getting the good news about Jesus out there into the marketplace. It's the greatest message that he's ever received. It's given him the greatest sense of joy and peace and comfort in his life. The same is true for us. And that's what people are looking for, a sense of peace, comfort, joy, assurance. There's only one message that delivers. The world offers so much, but every time you move toward what the world is offering, you find out it can't deliver on its promises. Right. There's only one person who does that. His name is Jesus. You can help deliver the good news to people all around the world by becoming a partner with Basic Gospel.
Again, click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator during Central Time office hours at 844-412-2742. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and the Basic Gospel Ministry team, Bob Davis, saying God bless you. We're going to be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Bye-bye.